It's approximately, or it is 9:01 a.m. on February the 6th, 2012. I'm Anthony Camacho. I am serving as a hearing officer on behalf of the OPA for in the appeal of Kim Brothers Construction Corporation, OPA-PA-11-017. We are here this morning for the pre-hearing, the hearing on motions and also the pre-hearing conference in this matter. Will the members of the Office of Public Accountability present for this hearing please identify themselves for the record?
Doris Flores Brooks, Public Auditor.
Ann Camacho, Appeals Administrator.
Will the counsel for the appellant please identify himself for the record and any of the appellant's representatives with him this morning?
All right. I am Tom Tarpley. I represent Kim Brothers. The person here is Mr. Kim and
SWS.
And the project manager.
Thank you, Mr. Tarpley. Will the counsel for the purchasing agency please identify herself for the record and any members of the purchasing agency with her this morning?
Purchasing agency one, Department of Education. I'm Rebecca Perez, legal counsel for the department. Present with me is Marcus Pito, supply and management administrator.
Thank you, Ms. Perez. Starting off, we have the motion hearing. My understanding, the only motion that has been filed was by DOE, and that was your motion to dismiss, Ms. Perez, is that correct?
That's correct.
No motions were filed by the appellant, is that correct, Mr. Tarpley?
That's correct, and we filed an opposition to the motion.
Yeah, I have your opposition. Now, in the interest of time, if you want to submit your motion, Ms. Perez, on the briefs, I'll leave that up to the parties. If you want to argue it, we could, but
I don't have any objection to that. I think that my impression is that in both our motion to dismiss as well as in Attorney Tarpley's opposition, I think we've both laid out our arguments. I think the issue is fairly clear before the hearing officer.
Okay.
I don't have any objection.
Right. The issue is whether the issue is what constitutes the criteria for a protest. And based upon the Eons Corporation ruling, we think that this clearly was a protest about canceling the solicitation after the opening of bids, and therefore it was done in a timely manner.
Okay. I did have one question just from the perspective of the hearing officer. This kind of applies to you more, Mr. Tarpley. At the time your client made the initial contact with DOE, filed their first letter to them concerning this matter, were they represented by counsel?
They were not.
Okay. And would it be fair to say that you came on board after that initial letter to DOE?
Right, and after DOE responded, and they came to me and said, well, what's the next step? And I say, well, you have to timely file an appeal with the OPA.
And that was after they had received their response from DOE?
That's correct.
Okay. I know, just to be fair, Ms. Perez, that was my question, but did DOE have anything to add to that? Or?
Not actually on the when counsel was represented, right? And I think I know I said I'm fine with that argument, but I just would point out, because as Attorney Tarpley said it, his he believes that the single contention is what constitutes a protest. We did put in our motion to dismiss a second point, which is when they received, if they were to rely on their contention that notice was not given to them about the cancellation, then the first step when they received actual notice is to file the protest with the department, then get a response, then appeal that response. So that's actually also part of our.
Yeah, I read that in your
okay.
Motion to dismiss,
that's
and
right.
I believe Mr. Tarpley also addressed his opposition. So I, anything else on the motion, which I will take under advisement based on the briefs? Okay. So we will issue a decision in writing.
What was the rationale for the cancellation by Southern, by DOE? Because it just seems like there's, and I noticed, there are like 11 different amendments to this bid. and a number of other factors. I just and also in the to ensure what type of funding is this? Is this is there an urgency to this like some of the other ones?
Yes, thank you for reminding me. And I incorrectly stated Public Law 3141 during hearings last week. It's actually Public Law 3140. This is a previously ERA-funded solicitation by virtue of Public Law 31-40, which I believe is actually mentioned specifically in the Notice of Cancellation / Rejection of All Bids. By that public law, the funds were turned into local funds upon approval from USDOE. However, there remains a time limit by which to obligate those funds, which is September 30th of this year. And for that reason, we would ask that the OPA handle this matter in as expeditious a fashion as possible, because we are under a time limit to expend these funds. Additionally, we filed a supplemental, it's an administrative matter, a supplement to our agency report, and included a letter which is a formal protest of IFB 007-2011, which was the reissuance of the underlying IFB for this protest. So we've issued a stay in that as well. So even though it hasn't been formally noticed as part of the appeal, our IFB 007 is contingent upon the outcome of this case as well. And that is the reissuance of this project after our rejection of all bids and cancellation.
Okay, so sometime last year, just to kind of very simplistically, sometime last year, you either canceled or rejected this IFB for the repair of Southern High Gymnasium. This is ERA-related money, and now you were in the process of reissuing this again.
Yes, and it's under 007-2012. I misstated it as 2011.
And I'm not sure if this is the right time to ask this question, but what was the rationale for either the cancellation or rejection?
We will intend to put that on. We believe that's a substantial portion for the testimony that will be taken, but in a concise as possible statement, it's because when the funding was, the deadline to obligate the funding was extended pursuant to Public Law 3140, DOE believes that that could have a significant impact on the prices, because it significantly extended the time by which materials could be brought to Guam, which makes a difference between air freight and ocean freight. But I don't want to make any arguments that Mr. Tarpley is not going to have an opportunity to answer to, because I believe that's a huge portion of it.
So what I hear you saying is because the initial bid was kind of rushed, this bid appears to have a little bit more leeway.
It was absolutely rushed. The original IFB was issued with a completion date of December 2011, means that this construction would have had to have been done, invoiced, and paid for under ERA. Which is, department was faced with significant changes when it changed from ERA funding to local funding pursuant to Public Law 3140.
And just as a point of clarification, the law doesn't mean it has to be fully extended, it just needs to be obligated. Right. And that the contract is on, that is important.
Yeah. So we need some signed documents, yes.
Yes. Okay, thank you.
All right, and you're having disposed of the motions, which we will take, as stated for the record, under advisement, a new decision later. The next part of the hearing is the pre-hearing conference, which we are having pursuant to the appellant's November 14, 2011 request for hearing. Does the appellant still desire to have a formal hearing in this matter?
We would, and
it's Mr. Camacho. That's
okay. We would, and we made a request for information on appeal as part of our papers. We would request information from DOE prior to the hearing as to whether Kim Brothers' base bid was the lowest bid in the solicitation, and whether Kim Brothers was deemed a qualified bidder in phase one of the RFP.
Well, were you able to go through the procurement record for DOE in this matter?
Not yet, Your Honor. All I have is what was solicited and was given to us by Rebecca.
Because generally that would be, well, in this case,
If that information is in there, then that's fine. I'll go back and take a second look. I didn't see it.
Okay, but that would also depend on one main factor, whether or not the action that the protest was filed post-bid opening, okay? Because it's only after the bid opening does DOE know when the or know what the bids are, and it basically correlates that into a bid abstract. So if the initial action stopped the solicitation prior to bid opening, they wouldn't have those documents available.
Okay, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know when, you know, I just, you know, I try to, you know, keep an open mind, and not look too closely at the case until the formal hearing and base it on the evidence and pleadings of the party. So did the initial event come before or after the bid opening?
We opened.
Okay, so is there a bid abstract?
The bid abstract is contained at Exhibit 7.
Okay.
Under our submission of agency report. And if you give me just one other moment.
Okay.
You
have a copy of their agency report.
I do. And we submitted comments on it, and then I just missed that.
Yeah, but it's generally, you know, if you're wondering where, because that is a public document once they open the bids. So if that's where that information, you know, who the lowest bidder was, or at least what the bids bid, that's where that stayed.
Base stamp, we did base stamp bids. It's at GDOE 0103.
0103
at the bottom right hand corner.
Yeah, 0103.
And a copy of Republic Law 3140 is also included in Exhibit 9.
What was the base stamp number?
Excuse me, 010, GDOE 0103.
Okay, does that contain the information you were seeking, Mr. Twinkley? Yeah, that's the abstract of bidders.
Okay, I don't see who is the lowest bidder.
Normally.
We've been advised.
The amounts for public information, right?
Well, actually, there may be a second page to this document that was not included. We will go back and look at it. If there was a second page, I'll provide it. As to Mr. Tarpley's question as to whether or not they were responsive, however, I believe that information is contained in this top sheet, because you can see that the technical requirements for each of these forms have been marked. In addition to the other two bidders for his client as well.
I see that.
The information you were looking for whether or not your client was responsive. We will do a confirmation to ensure that this abstract, if it is not complete, that it is completed.
Was this a multi-step sealed bid, or was this just a regular ISP?
The first, multi-step.
Okay, so would this just be the opening of the technical offers then, or did
Correct.
We go beyond? Okay, so Mr. Tarpley, you wouldn't have a generally, and did you stay? Was this matter stayed? So what I'm trying to say is you didn't, okay, phase one in the multi-step seal bidding process is the opening and evaluation of the technical proposals plus the discussions, and it's only in phase two that the technical proposals are accepted. Do they open the cost proposals? And so if they haven't gotten to that point yet, Mr. Tarpley, you're not going to have the, you know, essentially the what everybody bid if they're still stuck on phase one. Likewise, I believe in phase one, the technical proposals of the parties are actually not public until they go into phase two.
Right, but the way this solicitation occurred, it was a little bit different. Although the The law seems to indicate that when you have a multi-step bidding, you don't get to the bid price until you've already selected who is the qualified bidders, which is phase one. The regulations appear to allow them to occur in the same package. In other words, in this particular solicitation, they had a technical evaluation along with the bid in the very same submittal. So in this case, they had, when they opened the proposals, they had the bids of each of the bidders. Okay, and so it was actually a one-step process, although they go through a two-step process to before award.
But don't the procurement regulations allow the timing of the submission of the cost proposal to be up to the agency? And the agency could, in fact, request that the cost proposal be submitted with a technical officer, but be opened in phase two?
I believe it was opened all at once. It wasn't in two separate envelopes. Am I correct?
Okay, we're not here to take evidence. Right. I'm just trying to see if there's any additional documents that you required. Okay, so
if they have the second page of this abstract, we would like information on, since they had the bids of all these bidders and they knew about it, we would like to see it, to see if Kim Brothers was the lowest bidder, because that is part of the remedy. If this appeal is sustained, one of the remedies is to award it to the lowest bidder.
Okay, but have we gone to phase two of the process, or was the process stopped prior to that?
We evaluated the technical proposals, and then we canceled.
And then you canceled, so you didn't go to phase two?
No.
Were the cost proposals in a separate sealed envelope?
We asked for them in a separate sealed envelope.
Okay. Have the cost proposals been opened, to your knowledge?
I'll have to verify that with my buyer.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. You know, because Mr. Tarpley, if we haven't gone to, you know, one of the duties of the OPA is to preserve the integrity of the procurement process, and essentially, just like no information from one technical proposal can be disclosed to another offeror. Likewise, there's just a timing issue here in that until phase two, that's normally in the multi-step sealed bid process, when the price proposal is open, that's, you know, and basically to allow disclosure in phase one of the price, for example, would just about throw out this bid process. It would just completely destroy the integrity of the multi-step sealed bid process.
Okay, I submit we have a question of fact as to whether or not the bid pricings were opened or not. It is our understanding that it was. So we have a question of fact on that.
This bid was open. This is what was in here.
Well, but there's also, okay.
I don't know about the others, but this bid was open.
Okay, well, that's one issue that certainly you can take up during the formal hearing.
Okay.
In the matter. Okay, but I'm just more concerned right now, you know, is it DOE's position that those documents are not disclosable at this time due to the type of solicitation process being used?
Before we would even get there, as my client has indicated, he would want to verify.
Okay.
At this time, we have no objection to submitting, we will submit on the record a statement as to whether or not, I believe we can verify that the technical evaluations were opened. We will submit verification as to whether or not the price proposals were opened, and thereafter our position on whether or not they are.
Well, I guess the main issue is whether or not, and correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Tarpley, whether or not the cost proposals of the bidders are disclosable at this time. Okay. And if they are, please provide them to Mr. Tarpley. If you believe they are not, certainly provide a statement explaining why. That would still leave you with a question of fact, Mr. Tarpley.
All right.
Excuse me, Mr. Hearing Officer, I have a little concern about this. The fact that it's been rebid out even if they were open, I'm not so sure that they're still disclosable. That's my concern, because this is a continuation, and to know, and for anyone, for Mr. Tartley's client to know what the other bids were, could affect how he would bid should he decide to bid in the other one. So I have a little bit of a concern here, because this was canceled, and even if it was open, they can reveal that it was open, but I believe that the prices of how the other bidders bid really needs to be remained with DOE and not available to the others. You know, that's just my simple observation. I don't know from a legal point of view, because, you know, as DOE has stated, they're still planning to go forward on this bid anyway, because this is our related funds. So that is the concern I'm raising for Ms. Paris to reveal to Mr. Tartley the other bids of the prices of the other two bidders. I don't think that that's appropriate.
Okay, just for the record, then, and to clarify the issue, if there was an abstract, it's a public document, and I think we would request it. If there's a second page that's missing, we would request that. The actual request, though, was not for the specific numbers of the other bidders, but for information from DOE as to whether Kim Brothers' base bid was the lowest bid. That's just that.
Okay, but at the same time, you know, Mr. Tarpley, that's a mixed question.
Yes.
Because if they haven't gone to phase two,
yeah,
that's where that's determined.
Yes.
You follow me? And even if you submitted your cost proposal in phase one, generally in the multi-step bid process, it doesn't necessarily mean or guarantee that a specific bidder, by that fact alone, would go on to phase two if their cost or their technical proposal was not accepted, even if they submitted the lower cost proposal.
Okay, here's,
you have to be invited to go or to phase two.
Here's what I suggest. If there is a public document and an abstract out that's available,
uh-huh,
I'd like to have that. If not, this really is a moot point unless the protest is sustained. At that point, if the protest is sustained, then one of the remedies, of course, is that this new solicitation is void, and the cancellation of it is void, and then we go to the next step of what's the available remedies. If all that stuff is now void, then this information could be revealed, it would seem to me.
Okay, well, that's I'm still going to allow DOE to verify where they're at in the process, okay? And certainly if there are any public documents, I'm going to instruct DOE to disclose them to Mr. Tarpley no later than this coming Wednesday. Would that be okay? Or is
yes,
that
yes, yes, Wednesday is better.
All right. And if there is a document that answers his query that you feel is non-disclosable at this time, please at least state that it exists, but you're not disclosing it because, and please cite the regulation, okay? Okay, so other than that document, you've got everything else you need for your...
Thanks, sir. Mr. Okay.
Yes, thank
you.
And going to the hearing itself, though, is there... I know we have several, I shouldn't say several, at least three hearings, we had scheduled a hearing with DOE in three cases, a formal hearing, I believe the 21st. And I believe, according to DOE, those cases had a higher priority, okay? We're still, and we did issue a scheduling order, so basically up until now to the 21st. Possibly the 22nd is essentially taken. Are the parties available March 1st?
Oh, we'll see.
We have that open. It was registered next.
Yeah, but what is, oh, let me see.
That's the next kind of capital. This is a holiday. That's a holiday, excuse me.
It's the holiday.
No, that's a holiday, sorry.
That's President's Day.
It's not.
That's on the 20th.
It's not a Guffaw holiday.
I'm only gone for the period here, okay? I'm back this day, but I'm here.
Okay, not sure.
Is it 23rd? No, I just, again, given, I have to express on behalf of my client on the record, again, the obligations that we have to not, to obligate it so we don't lose money.
Yeah, I will be.
He's going to be off.
Yeah, I'll be off filing from the 23rd to the 29th.
And I'll be off filing from March 1st through the 6th.
How about on the 20th?
Yeah, if we could set it earlier.
You need 10 days, the problem is we need 10 days of notice, the formal notice.
Yeah, if 16 or something. No, today's the 6th, so 10 days, the 20th.
Or if we had it, let's see here. We can have it earlier.
Today's the 6th, so we can have it on the 20th.
Well, the issue is notice.
17th is fine.
17th is fine, okay.
Would the parties be available?
On the 17th?
February the 17th?
I would make it so. I'm trying to look to see if we scheduled anything on that date.
I'm just trying to accommodate your request to have it sooner.
Yes, the 17th or the 20th, we would absolutely.
Well, let me just set the date.
17th.
At 9 a.m.
And that's right here?
Yes.
Okay. And I will issue a scheduling order, okay? And I could go through the long litany of what you need to provide, which I believe each of you have been through several, or at least a few of procurement appeals are already familiar with. But generally, I will issue a scheduling order today, okay? Basing it on the 17th. It'll also set the deadlines for hearing briefs, as this is kind of going to be in a compressed time schedule. You're not going to have a lot of time for your hearing briefs. Likewise, your witness list and your exhibit list. Just a reminder, everything you've filed already is on the record. It's already part of what we will consider. You need not file everything, yeah, repetitive. You don't need to file the whole procurement record. When we say exhibits, I'm specifically referring, if you're going to call a witness and show the witness a documentary exhibit, that's what we need, just so that we can tie the witness testimony to a specific written document on the record, okay?
As long as it's been filed, and then we can just refer to it as it was previously filed.
That's correct, but if you're going to actually show it to a witness, if you're expecting a witness to testify about a written document and use it as part of your examination, you need to identify that as an exhibit. That's all. But you don't need to put the whole record, once again, on exhibit.
Sure. I'm just wondering, for example, if we were going to refer to the abstract, which has previously been filed in our agency report as Exhibit 7, then we can just continue to refer to it as GDOE's Exhibit 7.
That would be a separate exhibit.
Okay.
Okay, because like I said, we're trying to preserve the record. When a witness testifies, that's really, you know, if you're going to assign it, it's only whatever you're going to present in front of the witness, okay? All right, and then, let me see here. Like I said, a schedule will follow, and I will try to issue a decision on your order or your motion to dismiss as quickly as possible, okay? Are there any other matters I need to take up at this time?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay, once again, I apologize for scheduling this on the same day as Super Bowl, and
so go back to the game.
Yeah, and it's 9:30, and this hearing's adjourned. We are off the record. Thank you.
Off the record.